I have very little recollection, but I do remember being in a children's unit, and I remember going to school there. And I remember my mother especially visited me, I think, once a week. And I've very little recollection of what I was taught, but I remember little Christmas plays and little Christmas songs. Other than that, I don't remember. I was there for 10 months in total. I used to think that if I could get out and escape, I could walk home to Clondalkin, but I never did. I certainly remember being wheeled out on the veranda when the weather was fine. Absolutely.
Right. And were you given a drug treatment, do you think?
The only drug I can remember is getting Pass. And it tasted dreadful, and we got an egg cup of it, and we just had to swallow it down, and it was foul tasting.
Right. So after the 10 months, you got out.
Yes. Absolutely. And everything went back to normal.
You got back home.
Yes.
And you went to school and eventually got a job, and then you came to work here eventually.
Exactly. Yes.
So will you tell me about your work here?
I started in Piemont in 1978 as a seamstress. I did all the sewing for the hospital, what we would call the chest end, that was the TB end. And I made curtains and I repaired sheets and pillowcases, and we made draw sheets and nurses' overgowns and things like that. And we wrote the patients' names on their clothes because they all had to be identified. And that was for 33 and a half years I did that.
That was a long time.
Yes.
And I suppose that work changed as the years went on.
Yes, it did change as the years went on, absolutely.
You weren't repairing sheets last time?
No, we didn't. No. Mostly marking patients' names on clothes in the latter years.
Right. So you were part of the household staff?
Correct, yes.
And like the ward sisters or the matron you worked under?
The ward sisters, I probably would be, well, I answered probably to the assistant matron, and I did most of the business with the ward sisters.
Right. And patients were happy with their...
Well, certainly. I never had any complaints.
Okay, that's good. So what kind of a place was it to work in?
It was very nice, friendly place. Everybody was very nice. I don't ever recall having any problems at all with people. They were always very nice.
Right. And you said a lot of... You mixed with people who lived in and some people lived out in those days.
Yes, a lot of the staff would have lived in. They were a lot of country girls and boys. And they had hostels and they lived in for many years. But also we had some outside staff as well.
Right. And you said that some of the staff who were live-in, sometimes they left, but other times you said they lived their lives out there.
Yeah, they lived, a lot of them lived their lives. When they retired, they were kept on and they actually died there.
Right, so it became their home,
yes,
really.
Yes, exactly, yes.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, absolutely not.
They live out.
They live out now, and I suppose they take more responsibility for their lives and they're able to cope better than they did years ago and so on and so forth, and they've more money and whatever.
Right. So what about healthcare for the staff in those days?
Yeah, we were very well looked after. We had Dr. Collins looked after the staff in my time, and if anything happened to you, you just went to Dr. Collins and you were sorted.
Right, so there was... You didn't have to rush off and pay
a
doctor.
No. Yeah, you were seen nearly. Most of your medical needs were met by Piemont.
Right. And was there a strict regime or was it easygoing in those days?
It was fairly strict. Everybody knew what they had to do and everybody did it, but everybody had nice little chats at the same time.
Okay. One of the words you mentioned was that there was a great sense of loyalty.
Yeah, there was a great sense of loyalty with everybody in the hospital. I think people were extremely loyal to Piemont over the years.
Right. And was there any kind of social life among the staff?
Yeah, I think they had, there was a very nice ballroom in the nurses' home and they had dances there. And I think there was fair few marriages between staff members, male and females, over the years, as far as I can remember.
Right.
There were a good few.
And what about recent changes?
Well, I suppose over the years there were a lot of changes. Health and safety became important, and people's household staff, certainly anyway, equipment changed, and things became a little bit easier for them over the years. And their hours were probably shorter, and the work got a little bit easier.
Right. So you live in the area. So what do you think would have been the impression of people outside of Piemont?
Well, I certainly never heard anybody complain about Piemont. I thought everybody thought it was an excellent place to be, and especially when they treated TB. It was certainly a centre of excellence for TB. But over the years now, I met people when I'd be waiting for the bus, and they'd be visiting people, and they were always nervous in case they picked up anything strange. But I think that has changed over the years. People are not so nervous anymore.
Right. And now that you're retired, what do you miss about the place, Josephine?
Well, I certainly would miss the company and the banter, but I still have a little bit of involvement. I look after the church, and I would go to there to clean the church and look after the altar and whatever once a week. Every Friday morning I would go there.